You, and only you, can overcome this impediment because you've put it on your path to intention. Simply change your inner speech to what you intend the new circumstances of your life to become. Practice thinking from the end by playing the match game and by realigning yourself with the field of intention. Here's a few examples of a no match versus a match for what is inner dialogue about the circumstances of your life. No match. I hate this place we're living in. It gives me the creeps. Match. I can see our new home in my mind, and I intend to be living in it within 6 months. No match. I dislike the work I'm doing and the fact that I'm not appreciated. Match. I'll act upon my inner intuitive impulses to create the work or job of my dreams. No match. I hate the fact that I'm sick so often and always seem to be getting colds. Match. I am divine health. I intend to act in healthy ways and attract the power to strengthen my immune system in every way I can. See, you must learn to assume responsibility for the circumstances of your life without any accompanying guilt. The circumstances of your life aren't the way they are because of karmic debt or because you're being punished. The circumstances of your life, including your health, are yours. Somehow they showed up in your life, so just assume that you participated in all of it. Your inner speech is uniquely your own creation, and it's responsible for attracting more of the circumstances that you don't want. Link up with intention. Use your inner speech to stay focused on what you intend to create, and you'll find yourself regaining the power of your source. 3. Another way of thinking is thinking about what always has been, which is an obstacle. When your inner speech focuses on the way things have always been, you act upon your thoughts of what's always been, and the universal all-creating force continues to deliver what always has been. Why? Because your imagination is a part of that which imagined you into existence. It's the force of creation, and you're using it to work against you with your inner speech. Imagine the absolute spirit thinking like this: I can't create life anymore because things haven't worked for me in the past. There have been so many mistakes in the past, and I can't stop thinking about them. How much creating do you think would occur if spirit imagined in this way? How can you possibly connect to the power of intention if your thoughts, which are responsible for your intending, focus on all that's gone before you, which you abhor? The answer is obvious, and so is the solution. Make a shift and catch yourself when you're focusing on what always has been and move your inner speech to what you intend to manifest. You'll get points in this match game by being on the same team as the absolute spirit. Here's a no match. I've always been poor. I was raised on shortages and scarcity. Here's a match. I intend to attract wealth and prosperity in unlimited abundance. Here's a no match. We've always fought in this relationship. Here's a match. I'll work at being peaceful and not allowing anyone to bring me down. Here's a no match. My children have never shown me any respect. Here's a match. I intend to teach my children to respect all of life, and I'll treat them in the same way. The match items reflect a rapport with the originating spirit. The no-match statements represent interference that you've constructed to keep you from matching up with intention. Any thought that takes you backward is an impediment to manifesting desires. The highest functioning people understand that if you don't have a story, you don't have to live up to it. So get rid of any parts of your story that keep you focused on what always has been. And finally, a fourth way of thinking that's an obstacle to connecting to intention is this: thinking about what they want for you. There's probably a long list of people, most of them relatives, who have strong ideas about what you should be doing, how you should be thinking and worshiping, where you should be living, how you should be scheduling your life, and how much of your time you should be spending with them, especially on special occasions and holidays. Our definition of friendship, thankfully, excludes the manipulation and guilt that we so often put up with in our families. Practice catching yourself when you have a thought of what others want for you and ask yourself, does this expectation match up with my own? If not, simply laugh at the absurdity of being upset or frustrated over the expectations of others about how you should be running your life. This is a way to match up and become impervious to the criticisms of others and simultaneously put a stop to the insidious practice of continuing to attract into your life something you don't want. Here's a few match-no-match opportunities to observe here. A no-match. I'm so annoyed with my family, they just don't understand me, and they never have. Match. I love my family. They don't see things my way, but I don't expect them to. I'm totally focused on my own intentions, and I send them all love.